Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, Shir Sponsor, and the S'chus of the return of all the hostages at the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding in Shkolim Daf Yutches and Hoiz V'Odar edition, Perek Shlishi, towards the end of Alocha Hei. We're starting the two dots, eight lines at the top of the Amud. Says the Gemara, Ein Dor She'ein Boi Litzorim. Every generation has Litzorim, people that make fun. B'Dor She'David Mayu Prutzei Hador Hoisim. In the generation of David HaMelech, what were the Prutzei HaDor referring here to the Litzonim? What would they do? They would go to the windows of David HaMelech. And they told him, David, Emosai Bone Beis HaMikdosh. Emosai Beis HaShem Nelech. When will Beis HaMikdosh be built? When will we go to the house of Hashem? And they knew, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told David, that Beis HaMikdosh will not be built in his lifetime. So what they meant is, David, when will you die and we'll have Beis HaMikdosh? What they tried to do is to upset me. Still, I give a promise. Yovo Elai is a lotion of an oath that I was very happy what they said. I was happy people said, let's go to Beis HaMikdosh. Says the Gemara, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told David HaMelech, when your days will be filled, then you'll pass away, then you'll die. I'll give you full days, you're not going to miss any days. Meaning, I'm not going to expedite your death in order for Beis HaMikdosh to be built. Build the Beis HaMikdosh. Why? You'd have a korbanos of the tzibur over there. The tzedakah mishpat that you do is more chaviv in my eyes. Yoisim in a korban, better than the korban. Shneim ha'asayitz, asayitz tzedakah mishpat, nifchal la'Hashem mizevach, so tzedakah mishpat is greater to Hashem than a korbanis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells David HaMelech, I'm not going to take you away early, we're going to wait for your days to be filled, and even though Beis HaMikdosh will be delayed. With this we finish the second parak on the Masechet Shkolim, Hadron Aruch Perek B'Tzarfin Shkolim, Hadron Aruch Perek B'Tzarfin Shkolim Be'ezer Hashem. Starting the third parak. So the lishka is where you have all the money, all the machzeh shekel that was gathered, and three times a year they do truma. Truma means they separate the money, and that separation will be used for the korbanos that will come in during the period that comes after this truma. What is the three times that we do it? Befreis Pesach, right before Pesach. We'll see in the Gemara what does befreis mean. Befreis Atzer is before Shavuos. Before Yisachag and before Sukkos. The same times are the times you do Maaser Behemah. Maaser Behemah is that when you have 10 animals in the pen, you have to take them out through the door, and the 10th animal that goes through the door, they mark it with a color, and that is Maaser Behemah. That is the Maaser that's given. Now, why do we do it these three times a year? We'll see in the Gemara. Three times a year, right before the time of the regalim, they have the time to do the Maaser Behemah. As Reb Chaim points out, when you have animals that you have to take out from it, Maaser Behemah, you still can use all the animals. It's not like truma that if you didn't do a freshest truma, you can't eat the food. So it doesn't become tevel, rabbanon, or makrit, they have a specific times where you do Maaser Behemah. So the Mishnah says, if you chesed obeys, divrei Rabbi Akiva, that's the sheet of Rabbi Akiva, these manim Rabbi Akiva said. Benazo Imer b'Srim v'Tisha b'Odor, the 29th of Odor, b'Echol b'Sivon on Rosh Chodesh Sivon, and b'Srim v'Tisha b'Av on the 29th of Av. We'll see in the Gemara why these dates. Reb Lozer b'Reb Shimon Oimrim, the three dates are b'Echol b'Nisan, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, b'Echol b'Sivon, Rosh Chodesh Sivon, and b'Srim v'Tisha b'Elul and the 29th of Elul. V'Lama Omer b'Srim v'Tisha b'Elul v'Lama b'Echol b'Tishrei. Once you're getting to the end of the year, why don't you just do it the first day of Tishrei? It's Yom Tov. I'll do Maaser Behemah on Yom Tov because you can't color. The way the Maaser Behemah works, you have to put the color on the animal. That's what they did one day early and the 29th of Elul. Reb Chaim quotes the Bavli that brings that there's another reason not to do it then. You should have a mixer between the new and the old because beginning Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah, is the first day of the new animals. But the Mishnah is telling you another reason that I also can't do Maaser on Yom Tov, and that's why we did it one day early. Says the Gemara, B'shlosh Shmoike B'Shana, Amar Avo, Kol hech detanina pras palgo. You know what pras means? Half. Half of what? Palgo b'shloishim yom koidim l'moed shedoshim b'choysof. 30 days before the moed, you have to start dashening the halachos of the moed. Shloishim yom koidim achak. So what is half? 15 days before. So when he say to do it b'praise of Pesach, it's 15 days before Pesach. So why didn't Jesus say it's 15 days? He didn't give us a date. So as Chaim explains in the Mishnah, the Rekiva's Shita is that the other sometimes can be 29 days or sometimes 30 days. Sometimes can be Chosar, sometimes can be Mole. So 15 days before Pesach can either be the 30th of Adar or the 29th of Adar. So that's why I think of a specific date, like Benazir, who says only 29th because he holds Adar is always Chosar. Ketuz the Gemara of Emgronos, that's the three times they do Maisa Behemo, Mabirchon, Brishahem, Pirkeledo. Why did these three times? Because that's the times that many animals give birth. It's the time of the birth of the animals. Rav Acher of Tarchu Merchiyah B'Shev Shu B'Levi said the reason why we pick these three times, if people are going to do Maisa in this time, so they're not going to eat the animals until this time, and there'll be a lot of animals available at this time, right before the Shalosh Regalim. So you want the animals to be available, so we say do the Maisa Behemu right before the Regal. Know the reason we do it then? Because if you do Maisa Behemu right before the Regal, you'll remember to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. But if you do it earlier, maybe you'll forget about it, and you'll oiv Baal Ta'acher, but now bring the Karbonos on time to Beis HaMikdash. Meaning, Baal Ta'acher applies to someone who doesn't keeps the Tevel, doesn't give it to the Kohen in the right time. So here, regarding the Maisa Behemu, if he doesn't give it right away, he's oiv Baal Ta'acher. So that's why he said, do Maisa right before the Regal, he's going to remember to bring it, and he won't be oiv Baal Ta'acher. And someone say this, Beloshon Shaila, that's how the Pei Moshe says it. Right away, when you don't give it right away, you're over in Baal Ta'acher, you still have time. So that's why it doesn't seem, it's coming to be doiche, this last answer. With this, we conclude, Yoshal Mishkolim Dav Yud Ches.